on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Zunduzi says it will continue to crack down on illegally built structures in Maritzburg as part of its efforts to combat water and electricity theft. The municipality yesterday demolished shacks that had been converted into shops in the city. Officials say these businesses were operating on illegal connections. The municipality says it hopes the clampdown reduces meter tampering, which has resulted in years of financial losses. Mzunduzi says the campaign also prioritizes illegal immigration issues, which remain a concern in the CBD. Now, the Special Investigating Unit says it's recovered nearly 230 million rand in dodgy COVID-19 relief claims made by the Unemployment Insurance Fund. The Employers Relief Scheme, or TERS, probe focused on companies that submitted excessive claims for government workers. There were more than 500 cases in KZN, which accounted for irregular claims to the tune of 9 million rand. The SIU also found that service providers used fraudulent documents, including some linked to foreign nationals, to make UIF claims. The unit Sodwa Osibe was briefing finance watchdog Scopa on part one of their investigation yesterday.
We also identified that there were inadequate skills to deal with URF TERS applications. So the employees that were deployed to deal with this assignment, they didn't have the adequate skills. There was also fruitless and wasteful expenditure. The companies also submitted fraudulent claims for their employees, including ex-employees.
Further afield, former Namibian President Sam Nujoma is being laid to rest today. The liberation hero died at the age of 95. Nujoma headed the Southwest People's Organization, or SWAPO, which led Namibia's struggle for freedom. He became the country's first president after its independence from South Africa in 1990. President Cyril Ramaphosa and former President Thabo Mbeki are among those attending his funeral in Windhoek. Nujoma will be buried at the National Heroes Acre in the capital. And French authorities say at least four people have died after a powerful cyclone wreaked havoc on the Indian Ocean island of La Reunion. Heavy rains and winds of more than 200 km per hour pummeled the island yesterday, uprooting trees and triggering flash floods and mudslides. Tens of thousands of people have been left without electricity and water. The island's international airport is expected to reopen this afternoon. A recap of our lead story, Mzunduzi says it will continue to crack down on illegally built structures in Maritzburg as part of its efforts to combat water and electricity theft. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. For now, I'm Natarna Desson.